Friday Night Lights are one step closer as football teams will hold scrimmages this week. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by VNNSports.net. More high school sports news after this.
As the official software provider for nearly 3,000 high schools across the country, VNN knows it's been a different kind of year. And while the game hasn't changed, your school's needs have. If you're an athletics administrator, it's more important now than ever to go digital and make sure parents, athletes, and fans have all the information they need to feel safe, up-to-date, and connected to your high school's sports programs. A website, digital ticketing, fundraising, live streaming, social media sync, VNN does it all to make your life easier. Check out the new necessities for the new normal at VNNSports.com.
We are one step closer to Friday Night Lights, as high school football teams will get their first shot at hitting someone else this week, with scrimmages held around the state on Friday and Saturday. That means the first real games of the 2021 fall season are just over a week away. As a reminder, if you are not yet following me on Twitter, at TravisWSN, you should do so right away. Each day leading up to the start of the season, I post a countdown to kickoff with a stat or number correlating to the number of days remaining until the first games. Heading into the 2021 season, Muskego holds the longest active winning streak in the state. The Warriors captured undefeated state titles in 2018 and 2019 and won all 9 games last season as well, with their current winning streak sitting at 37 games. The longest active conference winning streak belongs to Bangor, who has now won 40 straight in the Scenic Bluffs dating back to the 2013 season. Interestingly enough, the Bangor boys basketball team has the longest boys hoops conference winning streak at 70 games. In football recruiting news, Kaukauna senior kicker Gavin Lahm has given a verbal commitment to join the University of Wisconsin as a preferred walk-on. He was 3-for-3 on field goals last year for the Ghosts, connecting from 50, 45, and 42 yards out. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search iTunes for the WSN podcast.